and this is a segue.
Oh, yes.
There's a Treehouse of Horrors episode, and it's like...
Oh, welcome to the cult TV program.
I like to call it Froyo.
And we're here today with Cassandra.
Hey.
Angus.
Hello.
Baylor.
Hello.
Mackenzie. Jeanette.
Hi.
And Lisa.
Nevermore.
Nevermore. Tonight we're watching...
Oh, you didn't count us in this time.
What did we watch? Count 3, 2... Tonight we're watching 3, 2...
We're watching The Simpsons.
Oh, The Simpsons! Yes, I like The Simpsons.
We're going to do two episodes tonight of The Simpsons. For anyone who doesn't know, it's a very long-running show that started off as skits on...
The Tracey Ullman show.
Thank you.
The first Tracey Ullman show in which they appeared was basically the second week of the Fox Network existing. So they've been around for almost as long as the Fox Network has existed.
Still going as well.
Still going.
And I think still going strong, quite honestly. Like, even their later stuff has been enjoyable.
My husband would agree with you. I'd probably beg to differ.
Is it the fact that it's going to be a different show now? So it's still good, but it's a different kind of good?
Yeah. It's still good. It's more politically correct, which is a big thing. And at moments it is hard, especially nowadays. Like, back in the olden days with the first couple of seasons, which everybody swears by being the best seasons, they're very politically grey in a lot of areas, and some of them don't hold up as well as the shows that are being produced today. And they've changed out specific voice actors. So they've changed out Carl and Dr. Hibbert's voice actor for actually a person of colour, which is great.
And Apu as well.
But I think there was a huge amount of backlash before they finally made that decision with Apu.
Krusty the Clown's still there, but he doesn't have as prominent a role in the show.
He's the funny Jew character.
But I mean, the content that they're producing is still pretty good, and they've definitely predicted a lot of things that have happened.
Yes.
So Trump running for election is definitely one of them. So yeah, we're going to do an old series and a new series.
And these are Halloween episodes, aren't they?
Yeah. Specifically,
For Halloween, we're doing Halloween episodes.
What are the two episodes we're doing?
So Lisa has picked...
The very first Treehouse of Horror.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which was pretty much, which I guess it's still to this day, just they're all pretty much all rip-offs of Twilight Zone episodes, weren't they?
Like, so a lot of the original Treehouse of Horror stuff was either biblical or they ran off old horror stories, which this Treehouse of Horror does.
Edgar Allan Poe,
for sure. But they do a lot of that sort of thing, whereas now they branch into new age horrors and things like that. Still keeping a little bit with biblical, but moving into like aliens and stuff like that.
I wish they always had aliens in there because that's where Kratos and Kane came from.
But like also
Monty Python aliens.
The clown thing.
And it's interesting. So the first season, they did the first episode and they must have had a whole heap of people ring in and complain because it was their first horror-themed episode. And back then it was very much marketed as it was a primetime cartoon, but it was kids watching it. Bart was kind of the main character. And so then when they did the second Treehouse of Horror, it had a big intro. And I think even this one may have
It has Marge at the start saying,
make sure your kids don't watch because it could be scary, you know, and it was all of this type of stuff.
It's the thing, like, looking at it back now, I assumed it was semi-parody because I think there was one Treehouse of Horror where basically they were making fun of it and had him, hello, I'm the Fox Censor protecting you from reality. And he gets killed by the rating.
So as they go, then they start parodying it more, but it was, which we'll see shortly, it was quite a serious disclaimer. And then now the more recent ones, they're horrifically gory.
Oh yeah,
and they're really over the top. Now people just go, oh no, it's actually no big deal.
Yeah,
but back then it was such, they took it so seriously.
I guess I remember
watching it, it just really wasn't that scary.
Yeah, but then again, it's also like we've had since then South Park and Rick and Morty and all this other animated stuff. It's been far worse in quotes for kids.
Simpsons paved the way. The Simpsons walked so these ones could run.
Who watches lots of Simpsons here? We've got Mackenzie, Lisa, Baylor.
Yep.
Lots and lots of Simpsons.
I was shown a lot of it by Baylor. I don't actually have any idea how much I have seen.
I've got a mix of fans and not necessarily fans.
I mean, I'm very much an old school fan, but my husband and Mackenzie will then make me watch the newer ones and I'll...
I love both, but there's definitely an argument to both of them being good in their own right.
I've stopped watching a series about the year 2000, so I've got no sense of scale for the new ones at all. I just hear bits and pieces. I think it's more that once the series lasts like 30 years and it starts being long on the tooth, that's what I hear from people who are watching it now.
See, I don't entirely feel that. And so The Simpsons in, I think it was season 22, episode 7, I think, is the episode where a whole heap of hipsters move into the neighborhood because they find that Springfield is, like, really cool and, like, backwater and underrated and stuff. And they throw in little gags, which they've always done, but they have, like, Disco Stew instead of being in his hip, funky 70s outfit. He walks past as one of the Daft Punk members.
Okay.
With a human going across the face. And that is a great reference if you know that.
Yes.
And you know the band and understand all that. The references are still fresh and they still slap. It's just there's so much now that you can reference.
Yeah.
That I think the problem with The Simpsons is that, I don't think it's a problem, but the problem is that they're referencing so much. People only have so much information that they're aware of, so they don't immediately click with what they're referencing.
And it's also they're running out of references to do. So, like, they can... Because, like, it's mildly obscure stuff they could have referenced back in, like, the second season. They've run out of all those kind of...
I wonder if part of the problem is... I mean, the show's evolved and changed, but is it not that the show's not changed... I've changed. I've gone from being Lisa and Lisa's Simpsons age to now being older than Marge. And I'm obviously, I wouldn't compare myself to Marge, but,
your hair's much better.
Not really. Have I just evolved out of it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Possibly.
But I'm probably more looking for something a bit more edgier. I'm not one to watch... And stuff that would usually fill that time slot, I think.
Yeah, and also, again, we're saying it used to be edgy, but it can't be edgy in the same way anymore because... Yeah.
It also hasn't aged with you.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The kids are still the same age. Everyone's still the same age. Yeah. There's no...
Because I think technically Maggie's my age. Technically.
Yes.
Jeanette, have you watched Simpsons much or...?
Years ago. Probably like Alex stopped watching it even earlier. Started watching it when I first started. And then probably stopped watching it about 95.
And mainly watching it with the kids or?
No, before that, before we had kids.
Yeah.
Oh, having children. Wow. Oh, yeah, because it started.
95.
Yeah. 95, yeah.
When did it start?
It started in 19. Oh, the Christmas 91? Special. No. The shorts were running in the 80s, and the very first Simpsons episode was as a Christmas special in 1989.
Early
90s.
Is that Santa's Little Helper?
Yeah.
It's the one when it gets
Haven't watched it recently.
No. So at the time, because it was, at the time it was just shorts on The Jesse Norman Show. Okay. It was the Craft Hour Christmas special, but it was the first episode of The Simpsons, and it was Christmas 1989.
Okay.
Angus, do you watch it much anymore, or?
I've only watched bits and pieces, primarily because we have Disney Plus, so it's just something to put on in the background. But even then, it's not
so
like...
So other things have overrode it?
I'm not as big a kind of fan of it. I much preferred Futurama, to be honest.
Okay.
Futurama was good. I didn't mind it. It was just a different style of comedy, and like the modern setting, I guess, didn't interest me quite as much as Futurama. Because it was playing on fantasy elements and fantasy references.
And sci-fi. And
sci-fi joke sort of thing, whereas Simpsons is very modern. It's playing on... For example, I said earlier, It, the clown movie. I've never seen that. I have no inclination to want to see that. But it plays off of stuff.
Ah, so we know what we're watching next then.
Yeah.
The old classic Tim Curry. Yes.
The other thing is, is that The Simpsons plays very heavily off of that old family dynamic of sitting down and watching TV together as a family.
Yeah.
After 6 p.m. sort of thing, like after
that's
dinner.
That's the opening intro, is the one rushing
yes.
for the
TV. Yes, we don't do that, do we? We don't sit down as a family and watch TV shows together, do we? We do that every night. But we'll watch stuff on streaming and we'll pick some. So then we were watching The Good Place recently, and then we'd have dinner, clear the table, and then sit down together and watch a few episodes before she needs to go to bed. Yeah. So
I'm wondering if it's like a demographic sort of thing, because I grew up, we would watch the news, and then at a certain time, bam, Simos were on. I got to sit down and watch that, and then it was X-Files afterwards.
Yes,
and I'd have to go to bed. Immediately.
Oh, so I'd be the one staying up watching X-Files and my sister would be in her room going, turn it down, it's scaring me.
My parents told me that it was really, really scary and I wouldn't like her. So I was absolutely terrified of that music to the point that there's an episode where Mr. Burns is seen to be an alien.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that episode I could not watch until 2005.
Whoa.
And I watched with like one of my partners or something and was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
But I've only watched, I think, a total of two, maybe three times. It's still scary to me, which
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah, yeah, so it's kind of weird how certain memories end up being terrifying.
Yeah.
Even though...
I wonder if that's like a big thing as to why a lot of maybe younger generations wouldn't vibe with it anywhere near as much. It's on Disney, sure, but you're not sitting down as a family, yeah. which may be why the jokes aren't landing yeah. as much.
Because, like, they're riffing on stuff that doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah. The old-school family dynamic yeah. that just doesn't exist.
That's the nuclear family they used to call
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the idea was that there was one screen in the house. Now the screen's in yeah. every room of the house.
Yeah. And also, it's
completely different.
It's riffing yeah. off the sitcom characters on other channels as yeah. well.
Yes.
So, like, the sisters were doing this, whereas... switch over to one of the other networks, they'd be doing the straight-laced, not controversial at all stuff.
Yeah.
And everything yes. on that, because we don't have those series anymore. That doesn't make sense.
No, and I imagine yeah. it's just hard for them as writers to try and keep up with it as well.
And I did say, yeah, something like The Simpsons would have been competing on opposite channels with what, I'm trying to think, what would have been around Family Matters, Growing Pains, Full House.
Yeah.
Or yeah, Cosby Show.
They're making a lot of yeah. jokes against Cosby Suspense.
Oh,
not, I think the Cosby Show, itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was the biggest show in America at the time.
Of course it was.
Yeah. And the other episode we're watching is...
Oh, which one did you pick?
I pick a Treehouse of Horror episode 21.
Oh, okay.
So the 22nd season?
Yes.
So it must therefore be from 2010, if my math is right.
Yes.
Yay!
It is. Yes. Basically, it's got three different stories in yeah. it, just like the one that you've got as well. So I've got War and Pieces, Master and Cadaver, and then Twin Light. It has Daniel Radcliffe as one of the voices for it in Twin Light. It's brilliant.
I can't believe it's 2010 and it's referencing Master and Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been...
It would have easily, been... Yeah.
I mean, then again, it's like...
Yeah.
But then they would have put these, you know, the amount of time
Master
it takes to put them together.
Yeah. Was like 90s.
The film with Russell Crowe.
It was 06 or something.
It was early 2000s, yeah.
Because there was some real classic episodes as well. Like, there's really quotable Halloween episodes. Like that, no beer and no TV, make home or something, something.
Go crazy.
Don't mind if I do! Which is the classic Shining episode. You got the shinin, son! You mean Shining? No, we can't afford it.
The episode where Willy goes through killing kids in their
yes.
Oh, that's
the Nightmare on Elm Street one. Yes.
Yeah, that's brilliant. But then they've done, like, Halloween ones are always the recommended ones.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Anybody that says, oh, Simpsons suck, but the Halloween ones slap.
This is the one where they get to really have fun with the characters.
I think it's also, it feels like a sketch show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they, like, do a 10-minute bit. And then they're done with it, so they don't need to...
And they always do it as, like, a little story. Like, oh, this will really spook you. And then one of the other kids will go, ha, that's nothing.
Yeah. What about this one? I just keep thinking of all the episodes. What was the one where Flanders turns into a werewolf or something and Homer hits him with the car? I Did We Know What You Did Last Summer or something?
Yes.
And it's like, Homer, did you forget to put the floodlights in? Yes, I forgot to put the floodlights in. Bam! Oh, right. And the ones where they're... Oh, all of the ones with the aliens. Kang and Kodos were just brilliant.
Hilarious.
They're all good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they've done new ones where they've done a Studio Ghibli style of animation as well.
I recently saw somebody shared online one that was parodying Death Note.
Yes, that's a good
one.
That is
a brilliant one. I would have done that one, but I just love Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, fair.
That man is amazing.
And, you know, I love the fact that he made all of his Harry Potter money, and so now everything he does, he just does because he feels like it, not because he needs to.
Yes. Like getting guns nailed to his hands and coming down to South Australia to do some filming in our jail during COVID.
Oh,
brilliant. Love it.
I haven't seen that.
Is that Guns Akimbo?
Yeah. Is it out?
Yeah, I think
it's out. Oh, no, or was it the one where it was the South African prison escape? Is that a Stand streaming thing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask the pirates next door.
Arr.
So I guess
Justin no longer wants to talk about Simpsons, guys. We need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're going to watch these.
So we'll go and watch the episode and come back.
Exciting, kiddo.
You're just supposed to often I want audio. To sing, Lisa, it's your birthday.
Oh, you know what? My whole teenage life, that was how.
Lisa,
but, you know, I've got your birthday. I've got the Songs of the Key of Springfield album that actually has that song on it. Yeah. So.
I think technically that's the first cassette tape I owned.
Oh,
I got a Walkman and a cassette for The Simpsons.
So one of the jobs I had years ago, one of the guys there used to always call me Lisa Simpson, and he's like, you just remind me of Lisa Simpson. And I'm like, oh, because we've got the same name. And he's like, no, you're such a Lisa Simpson. And then we got, and I'm like, yeah, thanks. You know, and because obviously I've been hearing it since the early 90s, so I'm like, whatevs. And then I got engaged, and when I told him that my surname was going to be Lisa Simmons, he lost.
He didn't even make that connection.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been compared to Lisa Simpson since I was like 10 years old. And then, it became Lisa Simmons. But it's okay. It's okay because now it's in a place where I really, it doesn't get brought up unless you're talking about The Simpsons like today. So, fun dabs.
Wow, Bale, really bringing up some trauma there from the past.
That's what I do.
No, but, every year on my birthday, everyone would all be singing, Lisa, it's your birthday. And I'm completely fine with it because you don't know the reference. Now you know the reference. I'm in trouble, am I?
We're going to have to listen to it.
Okay, off we go.
Beow, beow, beow.
Yeah, so Janet, what did you think of those episodes?
Oh, they were funny. Simpsons is always funny. They were funny. I enjoyed them.
You laughing.
Yes, I was going to get it. She really got. Yes, I saw
yes,
her.
Yes.
I want to know which segment was your favourite out of the six. Three in the first episode, three in the second episode?
I think possibly the second episode.
You preferred the second episode? I
think possibly. Yeah.
So there's not a specific segment?
Yeah.
Yes, ones are always the best. Slash
McKenzie. I did like the games, the board games one.
Yeah, that was really good.
Okay. Oh, well, we've got to wait for Justin to introduce you, so back off, mate. What did you think, Justin? Because you were one of the ones that hadn't...
I always enjoy watching The Simpsons, but it's not something I would go out and watch generally. So when it's on, there's always fun moments, but I wouldn't actually go out to watch it, you know.
Well, now you've got access to my Disney Plus.
Yeah, I'm doomed. I might end up watching all the Halloween ones.
I was thinking we could watch more for Halloween.
Yeah.
If you've got Disney Plus and you're going to introduce Justin to something, why are you wasting your time with The Simpsons when you can get him onto Futurama?
You would love Futurama.
Yeah. We've already done Futurama.
We've done Futurama. And Justin was like, I need to watch more of this.
Most disturbing.
Take the reins, Justin. This is your chance.
Lisa, what?
And I've seen both of them before, but that original one, I remember watching it as a kid. I think it was friends of ours taped the episode and we watched it over and over and over again. The one with the aliens... I found out
I like
later.
The aliens one, yeah.
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
Of course,
but I love it.
It was so 50s.
Yes, 50s,
60s.
Yes, it was very 50s. Yeah.
Normally, the alien is an old bloke, holding a staff and a cape or something. Mm.
The aliens reminded me a little. Wondered if that was a reference to Galaxy Quest. The aliens in Galaxy Quest.
Oh, this was previous to Galaxy Quest.
I always think they look like the ones in Monty Python. You know,
with the aliens holding the eyeballs.
What was it?
Hologram.
Life of Brian, when he gets picked up and gets taken by the aliens.
Yeah.
I always think of those aliens when I see that scene.
When you see those aliens, I always think Monty Python.
I think that was their first episode, but they just keep coming back.
Mackenzie, what did you think?
Before you slip away.
Before you sneak away. Yeah. What did you think of those episodes? Did you like them?
Yeah, I really liked them.
Yeah.
Which one was your favourite?
I'd say the second one was good.
Which is the funniest bit?
I think that I liked On the first and the third one out of the second one. Out of the second episode.
Lots of fun.
The middle one on the second episode was, I don't know if anyone's heard of the movie Dead Calm. Which was
the Australian film with Nicole Kidman.
It was pretty much identical. Right. Yeah, they literally ripped off the plot of Dead Calm. So Tom Cruise watched that movie and was like, I need this woman in my next movie. And then that's when,
I knew that was the film that established her career. I haven't seen it, but I know.
I remember watching it a million years ago.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. No.
Never heard of it.
It's a thriller on a boat.
Yeah. It's one of those ones in the video store that you would walk past every time.
Yes,
and
you go,
am I going to watch it this time? No.
No.
I'm still not going to watch it. I'm still not that desperate. Yeah.
So it's basically, it's there so you feel better about the choice you actually made.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
there. I picked much worse things, I'm sure. Much worse, Robot Wars.
Robot Wars was great, though. It still is.
Robot Jocks. Baylor, what did you think of
those? I loved it. I always do.
Yeah. I mean, Edgar Allan Poe, specific
that
segment.
That is beautiful, that bit. Yeah.
Yes, and that's what got me into Edgar Allan Poe initially as well. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with that writing and went, I've got to know more now. Mm. They do like a riff off of the Telltale Heart as well later on, which is fun and very different to the original writing as well. But yeah, I genuinely love it. Like, I could sit here and just show you every single season happily.
Angus?
I kind of prefer the second episode as well. The Edgar Allan Poe one, I am not as big a fan of. I don't know. I find Homer's voice juxtaposing to the rest of the piece sort of thing. And
I had trouble understanding some of what he was saying.
Yeah.
Because of his accent.
Yeah.
I would have preferred it spoken by a different actor, voice actor.
Or just at a calmer rate. And just generally, I did prefer the the second episode or season 22's stories on that one quite a bit more.
And Cassandra, what do you think?
I'm bad at making favourites, so don't ask me.
No,
I think realising. shush. No. I won't now. just how much broader and goofier the humour in the second one was compared to the first. And I'm not sure it did feel like the first episode had basically a fantastical theme, but realistic in terms of the rest of the series, whereas the second ones were basically, let's just be silly for the sake of it. Let's just have a bunch of references to board games because we can. Yeah. And I felt like it's just an opportunity for them to go loose and just do random stuff.
The first series was very restricted by script as well and tried to keep as true to original writings of things as possible,
I did like the framework of asking the children reading stories to each other, which we totally lost in the second one. They're just funny stories. I love Marge's beginning.
Yes. I didn't think they had disclaimers. I didn't think they all do. The next Treehouse of Horror from season 2 is Marge or Homer or Bart, one of them, walking through an art gallery and introducing each story as like a piece of artwork.
I think it was Bart, because I think Bart did the second one. And the third series was Homer as a homage to the director whose name I forgot.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock.
That's the one.
And I remember they had another one where the kids had eaten too much candy and then they're all like their fever dreams and things like that. They definitely do it in different ways, and I think that is definitely lost later on.
Yeah, it's just, let's just do goofy stuff.
Yeah, this is give the people what they want and spend more time doing the ridiculous story.
Yeah,
and I did like the tying it back at the end on that second one, the Master and Cadaver, where it was just Maggie playing with her toys and they're like, I wonder what she's dreaming of.
And it's throwing in a random Clockwork Orange reference.
I enjoyed the breaking of the fourth wall as well, where he's like, oh, this would be a great name for this one. And it's like, Marge goes, what one? What? He's like, never mind. Oh, that was good. That got me.
I liked when you kept saying, oh, and that's another line from Twilight.
Yes.
They were just such clunky lines.
They were clunky and terrible, but they were legitimately from the book, and I hated it. Because I read the books after I watched the Simpsons episode, and as I was reading the books, I'm like, oh no. It was so bad.
and never got into Twilight. And yeah. I had friends that really tried to get me into it, and
But how do they feel about it now?
I mean, they feel better about it than the ones who got into Fifty Shades of Grey.
I was about to say, the books you always find in every op shop. Yes. Twilight books, Fifty Shades of Grey, and Game of Thrones.
And The Secret? 50 copies of The Secret.
What about people still throwing out Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code, that's the other one.
I just put mine in the poll to go to the Salvos recently.
We'll see.
There was Da Vinci Code, but then there was also some of the sequels, but they'd been given to me by someone who was trying to get rid of books, and I never ended up reading them either, because I'm like, oh my god.
I want to quickly redeem myself. I don't like Twilight. I was not a Twilight.
I did watch that movie, and it just lost me the moment he started twinkling.
I eventually ended up reading it, and I'm like, yeah, this was awful.
Back to The Simpsons.
So are they doing these now every year?
Season 2, the first one we watched was the very first one, and then from then on, every season
That was 2010.
The second one was 2010.
The second one was 2010. Yeah,
the first one was 1991.
Because
it was second season.
And somewhere out there.
No, the second season started in 1990 and ended in 1991.
It says 1991 on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, okay. American broadcast schedule goes over the
cricket. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I thought it was the second season that started in 1990 and ended in
1991. This is just what I saw on the internet. I don't want to fight you.
Let's not fight about this, guys.
Yeah.
So I gather that there's a 2023 one out there.
Yeah. I mean, not yet, because it
hasn't
aired
yet.
There will be.
The most recent season. Yeah, they would have had it last year.
Yeah, so they do one every single year, and their seasons generally start off with a Christmas special. So episode 1 of each season, or episode 2 of each season, will be a Christmas special.
Wouldn't they be after the Halloween special?
No, they're just episodes.
Is it still relevant? Because it's still happening now, probably very similarly to what we just watched.
I think it might be worthwhile asking, does it still hold up? Between the two that we watched,
and even the second one was, 13 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, stylistically, they weren't that far apart. To me, they looked like almost interchangeable.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly aged, much. The only bit where aging seems to have come in is where they have the disclaimer at the beginning, and then the whole thing is totally vanilla.
Lent very heavily on couch gags, especially in season 22.
Yeah.
They were really pushing different couch gags. And
but, the more recent one, of course, where Homer's going around killing everybody on the yacht, that's not suitable for kids. Really.
Yeah. And I think the earlier season, even though it was a comedy show and it's a cartoon, they took themselves a little bit more seriously with the storytelling than they do in the later series. But the later one is literally just parody, gag, parody.
Also, it'd be nice to see whether that's tied to the way the seasons were as well. Whether they were being serious. Yeah, because I'm trying to remember last time I saw season 1 and 2 of The Simpsons was a while ago. Whether they were actually treating it more as serious and reverential and just, this is the medium of animation doing seriously. And the 22nd season was just gag. Whether that's just the way that the seasons were.
I think they still take it seriously, because the first episode of season 22, which is where the second Treehouse Horrors came from, they initially made it sound really cool about being like an artist and stuff. And Lisa goes to art camp and she's like, oh, I want to be an artist in the big city of New York sort of thing. Like, that's the vibe of it all. And the artists are like, yeah, absolutely. When you're older, come and visit us. And then she runs away from home going, I'm going to become the big city girl artist now. And they're actually sandwich artists. And so they play a lot on reality. It's not even a juxtaposition. It's just really sad. There are so many artists that are just like Subway sandwich artists. Yeah. And they're talking about dropping sandwiches on the ground so that they can get it for free and eat, because otherwise they can't afford their rent, which is also a gag on Flight of the Conchords, because this was the Flight of the Conchords that appeared in the episode. So there's a gag on their show, Flight of the Conchords, as well. I think they're still taking themselves seriously.
It's more the way they did the comedy. I'm just trying to gauge, because I haven't seen anything else from season after, 2010 or so? So it's like, is the way that the second Treehouse of Horror episode like the rest of the series, or is it just, let's be wacky because we can, and that's the episode where we can go loose?
I think it's let's be wacky because we can, because they still do very much deal with real issues, funnily enough. Okay. Like Carl finding his Norwegian family, who's one of them. They legitimately look into a lot of social, political views, and they take the Mickey out of so much stuff, and they come at it with a left Australian left wing point of view. Every now and then when they make jokes, I struggle to tell whether their view is a right wing view or if they're actually just taking the Mickey out of it.
Because back in the 90s, there was a strong, you know, anti-nuclear power station, anti-big business message. I felt there was a left-wing slant to it back in the 90s. But there was that strong eco and, you know, there was a lot of those themes coming through.
And also, I'm guessing there's a lot of conservatism in the US at the time when it launched, so maybe just rebellion to that, and that's in the DNA.
Yeah, I think so. And I think also some of the ideas, things in some ways, I think, you know, society is perhaps more conservative than us. So I don't know that in all regards it is, but I think in certainly in some regards where, you know, things that we don't think of as an issue are still an issue.
They've definitely not touched on certain discussions like gun violence in the schools and stuff like that.
That's the thing as well, because current ratings, the issue will be, of course, comparing it to ratings in TV in general, because nobody's watching broadcast.
Less people are watching broadcast TV. But I just wonder if it's a flagging product. It's really as popular as
I think
as
it's still
word.
Pretty
It's still
popular.
Sitting at 6.7, 6.9 in season 35. So that's roughly
what it's pretty popular.
Still a young audience that watches it. There's still a lot of merch around Simpsons.
It's still a big platform, and there are certain things that they do which I really like. They remove the narrative for certain things. Well, not the narrative, but the talking point for certain things. Like, can't even think of anything that would be reasonable to pay off the top of my head, but let's just say, like, gay marriage. They don't go, we should fight for gay marriage. They just accept that and add that to their narrative, and so that becomes the reality. And so they very much are normalizing a lot of stuff as well. So they are doing a lot of really good things. When you think about it, Simpsons is widely viewed by people still. And it will continue to be watched by millennial parents that are like, oh, I used to watch this when I was a kid. Oh, let's not watch the early stuff. Let's watch the more politically correct stuff.
So I told you about the feud that we had in our house. Because, like, Adrian wanted to watch it from the recent episodes backwards. But I was like, no, no, you've got to watch it from the early episodes forward. And it became this big thing. And as
so why don't you just split the difference and just do one old, one new, one new, and meet in the middle?
Oh, it's because then also you're watching it on Disney Plus. Whereas if you just watched it from season one and went all the way through, you could just press play and it would keep it in order.
Just keep going.
And then, oh my god! So then he would go like season 30. Let's watch episode one to the last one of that season, and then it goes to play the next episode of the new season, and then you have to go back a season, and it's just like, why are we overcomplicating? Oh my god!
I can actually get behind this, and I'm going to. I'm so sorry. I'm going to use Star Wars as a reference.
Star Wars. Drink.
Okay, so the really big thing.
It took a while.
Sorry. The really big thing with Star Wars at the moment is the Rey sequels that came out, right? So many people are against them, poorly written, whatever. We're not here for that conversation. We're here for the fact that that brought so many people into the franchise and rebooted it so heavily. Now people are going back and watching the older stuff. So I think that if you're watching the newer stuff of The Simpsons, aces. If you want to go back and look at the older stuff, then that's completely valid. You should look at what's current with the times and then maybe go back. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm on board with Adrian. I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong, but like 100%, that is a very valid way to get younger people into Star Wars, because it's more updated with all of its graphics. It's more updated with its story and its narrative beats and stuff like that. So it's going to be more engaging.
And I think it was one of those things, if we'd have got her to watch season one, episode one, she probably wouldn't have been into it as much. But because we'd watched some of the newer ones with her and she was already on board, then going back to the beginning and watching them, she got it. She already knew what she needed to know. She was on board. And then she was like, yeah, no, no. Some of these episodes are actually better than the recent ones, but some of them are not. So
I'm not sure that it matters. matters with The Simpsons because when they don't age, there's no
They age in references and they age. Yeah.
But there's an ebb and flow as far as there's an ebb and flow as far as the writing style and the comedy style. And
but this could also come around quite easily to Doctor Who as well. It's like it doesn't matter if you only prefer the new Doctor because that was really controversial when that.
Yeah.
Are you a new Doctor or an old Doctor Who fan? And then somehow you were better if you were an old Doctor Who fan.
Oh yeah, of course.
Silly. Yeah, you watch what's good and what you enjoy. And some people love it all. Some people, I can really understand why a lot of people wouldn't want to watch old Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But, and some people watch New Who and go, heck yes, and then go and look for the old stuff.
And then love that too. But they're different.
And I think it's all valid at that point.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
there is no right way or wrong way of watching it. It's just your way.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's B5. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. There's only one way to watch B5. I agree. Yeah. From the beginning of the second series.
I'm actually going to. Because I'm out with animated TV show, I actually think I'm going to sit down and watch that first.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get into it.
Mm-hmm. Any spoilers on that?
Who cares?
So, Angus, what food is this?
I think this has got to be sprinkle donuts.
Not
sprinkle bat biscuits.
No. That's what we were saying. Entire
sprinkle donut though.
Just the first bite, is it?
No. You can eat all of it except for one bite. Otherwise, the devil has your soul.
The big donut. Yes. That was another Halloween episode. Yes.
It's a good Simpsons reference. You wouldn't understand.
Well, I'm not one to leave food on my plate, so.
Or food that you would cook for 40 humans.
Donuts for 40 humans.
Yeah.
Not for Homer, at least yet. Okay, so what are we looking at next month?
It's November, so...
It's Jeanette.
It's Doctor Who.
It's Doctor Who.
It's the 60th anniversary, and Doctor Who's coming back with RTD.
Yes.
Are we going to have to do three Doctor Who episodes over the coming weeks? Because you also want to do the five-ish Doctor special, which
I'm thinking of quite doing short. The five-ish Doctor special as an anniversary thing. That's from the 50th anniversary, but...
Yeah, it's classic. It's really good.
Surreal for me because I think I've probably said it every time I watch The Doctor, but I watched the 50th anniversary at the cinema when I first found out I was pregnant with this kid.
So my goodness.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me, and I was doing a very good job of hiding my morning
sickness.
Mackenzie
is a doctor.
Nice. So very, very special. So I think next month's quite special Doctor Who wise. So I already have the jelly babies. Bought them a while ago.
So here's the question. Which Peter Davidson episode are we watching?
I was going to do Black Orchid because it's a two-parter.
I still think of this Doctor as the meat of the day from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
That's all he is to me. Okay. Married to Trillian. That's who I knew him as.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to try
But he looked nothing like it was completely covered in prosthetics and stuff. So
still like the voice and the acting and stuff. We're going to have to watch
that. quite different. You wouldn't be able to tell.
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it from the Cult TV Club.
Happy Halloween.
We finally got a Halloween episode. I don't know the rest of the words.
The Monster Mash. Ooh, in a shoe. Oh,
oh my goodness.
Well, that was entertaining.